Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flexington's here, too. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the human behavior coach. She is the developer of the SHIFT model, which she's talked to us about on the show before, and she's an adjunct professor at Suffolk University, author of a number of books, including Self-Talk for a Calmer You, Make Your Shift, and then, of course, one of my favorites, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors. Beverly Flexington, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always such an honor to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I like your topic today because I've been trying to help small business owners understand for a long time that our special sauce has got to be delivered on the value side. We should be arrested and tried and convicted if we tried to sell on price. And we're not going to have the same array of products and everything as the big boxes are. And so the thing that makes people come back to us is some calculus based on value, isn't it?
It is, and I do. I think you address this so well in your book, because I think that especially the small business can oftentimes, the person who's running it usually has some sort of technical skills. Their product is good, their service is good, and there's a misunderstanding, Jim, I think, that everyone else out there will see the same thing that the business owner sees about the firm, and we know that this just simply isn't true. There's so much noise. There's so many options for people. You have
Wait a minute, Beverly. I'm so unique. I'm so smart. We work so hard. I care so much about my customers. Why should I have to explain it to people? If they don't get it, then heck with them.
And that really happens. Right? That's a little, and you know what, Jim? When you've moved out of the category of small business to large, and maybe you're Apple or something.
Right. You can verbal tank people, and you get to be like that, but we're not like that. We have to be more subtle. We have to be more, as you say, we have to articulate better, don't we?
Yes, and it's articulation, and I think it's also consistency of message, Jim. You know, a lot of times people might say, you know, well, we're going through yet another, you know, value exercise, or we're coming up with our elevator speech. And, you know, you can't also keep switching it up. There's got to be that consistency of message and looking for different ways to deliver the message. You know, just think about how overloaded people are, bombarded with ideas every day.
Can we talk about what value is first? Because, you know, we can't help people articulate it if we don't help them understand what it is. And a lot of people might say, well, duh, I know what value means. Well, I'm not so sure. What do you think?
Really, really good point. So one of the simple things that we often ask people to do, Jim, is answer what I call the so what question. You know, if you, let's say, you know, you offer a service where you are, you know, maybe being, you're delivering something to somebody, and you can do it a lot faster than any other delivery service around. So you say, you know, we offer fast delivery. Well, you have to kind of answer the so what question. Like, what is valuable to someone about fast delivery? How is it really helping them? What's the benefit that they get? So it's trying to help people see not only why you're different, right? So we're, you know, it's courteous fast service or it's professional, whatever. But what's the so what about what somebody is going to get? Because I think we make the mistake, Jim, that people will assume and they'll make the connection on their own. And we know that they don't. Like,
well,
right,
or they've made up their own mind differently than you. For example, if you own a sandwich shop, and you think the reason why people buy your food is because they love the way you make sandwiches, And then you ask somebody and they say, no, I just like it because you're only three blocks away. You know, or, yeah. Or I just like it because the person who was in my office before had you on speed dial on the phone. You know, who knows what you have to ask people what they're do. You cannot presume to know what your value is to customers. You have to ask them, what when you do business with us, what is it that you expect to get that makes you want to come back?
Such a good point. And sometimes, you know, it's even like words that people will use. You know, oftentimes when we've found when a small business will survey customers, like as you're suggesting, which I just love that idea because I call that the outside in, right?
Right.
How is it that they look, not how do we look at ourselves? How do they look at us? But, you know, you ask them, and the words sometimes that they'll come back with are not the words that you've been using. They're not the words you would have expected. It's
right.
A different lens on it.
Well, when I had my consulting business, I thought people did business with me because I had such a charming personality. I found out later that wasn't it at all.
Jim. I don't believe that for a minute.
I had clients who said, I don't really like you, but I like the way you think, you know. So you know, you have to find out. And if you presume, first I think you have to recognize that the value that you can gender up, that you can produce for customers is why they come back, which includes the experience too, right, Bev? Includes the experience with you. The value has got to be established and delivered, and then redelivered. That's first, and then you can't presume that. And then we have to do what you're talking about, which is you have to then learn how to deliver that message to people who may not know you yet, right?
But the other piece of this puzzle, I think, that you've talked, as I call it, the TCE, right, the customer experience, because if you can't convey or portray to someone who has not yet, you know, done business with you, what is it like? What does it mm-hmm. feel like to be a customer of ours?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be able, again, to step outside yourself and into their shoes and explain or illustrate for somebody so that they really can, before they decide to buy, they can get a sense of what is it like mm-hmm. to be a customer of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot.
Is there anything wrong with saying 75% of our customers say what they like this about us? So I don't know. Is there anything wrong with using examples if you've done customer surveys?
I think it's a great thing to do.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Beverly, I need your website, please.
It's the-collaborative.com.
All right. And the book is called, well, one of the books, Self-Talk for a Calmer You, also Make Your Shift. Both of those, and just two of her books, by the way, folks. Check those out wherever books are sold. Beverly Flaxington and I will be right back. 20 after, I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.